Revelation chapter number 10. We are very thankful, very grateful for His Holy Spirit this morning. Choir, y'all done an amazing job. I hope this morning that if you're here under the sound of my voice, you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Never accepted Him, precious to your soul. I hope that today when you leave this building that you can have a testimony that you've been saved by His amazing grace. I don't do this to get a name or to be known. I just want to see lost men, women, boys, and girls find Jesus Christ, the Savior of my soul, precious to their soul. Because one of these days, time is quickly and soon will be coming to the end. And that's what I want to preach on this morning. The King is coming. That's our text. The King is coming. But in Revelation chapter number 10, we're going to read the first 7 verses. And the scripture reads, "And I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, his left foot on the earth. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he cried, 7 thunders uttered their voices. And when the 7 thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that they should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the 7th angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to the servants, the prophets." And we believe that'd be all God to have us to read, and you're hearing this morning. Like I say, we'll probably go to several different places. If you want to turn with us, if you want to write it down, if you want to go home, if you want to study, and I encourage you to, amen. But I tell you, I'm glad that I am looking for a king, amen. Listen, and if I wasn't looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd quit preaching today. Amen? But I am looking for the coming King, which is coming for the redeemed. Amen? Preacher, how do I get redeemed? Well, you have to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you have a personal relationship? The Spirit of God speaks to your soul by your obedience and willfulness. You come to an altar of repentance, whether it's at a church, whether it's in the back of a milk truck, whether it's in a cornfield. I don't care where you are. Just so long as you erect an altar in your heart, you receive the Lord Jesus Christ and His sin debt that was paid for you on Calvary. Amen? That's the only thing that matters. So many people today, we put so much emphasis and we put so much, listen, just to put things into perspective, we put so much emphasis on the order of things, how things should be done. Listen, I want to bring this out just briefly, and then I'll get back to the scripture at hand. There was a man, the Bible said, that sat beside the pool of Bethesda. Amen. The Bible said there was 5 porches full of people. Is this man sat by the pool of Bethesda? Amen. The Bible said that on a certain day of the year, the angel would come down. He would stir the water, trouble it, and the Bible said the first one into the water would be healed of their diseases. Now, this is a perfect picture of the Baptist church. Amen. We know how things are supposed to go. We don't want them to go any other way on top of that. But listen, we've got this predetermined, preconceived notions of how things should and always be. But one thing we forget, if Jesus shows up in the middle of the pool, it don't matter what we think. Amen. So many people, we have these notions and we have these intentions that this is how it has to be. Jesus showed up in the midst and he said, "Why wilt thou not be made whole? Why can you not be healed?" He said, "I have no man to help me." Jesus, listen. Jesus said, "Take up your bed and walk." Listen, so many times we think it's got to be done our way, but what really needs to happen is it needs to be done His way. Amen. The King is coming.
And now I'm going to take and apply that scripture to this. He's coming like he said, not like we said. Amen. Okay, now let's get into this word. And we're going to try and take this. And you know, I said this. I often say this. You know, I read a study the other day. I want to translate this to you. And it don't really have anything to apply with this, but it's good information to know. They said that if all you are worried about is converting people, if you preach for 50 years, there's 100 people saved a year. Listen, when you come to the end of your 50-year ministry, you've reached 5,000 people and your ministry dies. But they said, if you go out to make disciples, amen, not just converts. The church, listen, the church today is full of converts, but what we need are disciples. Amen. The disciples went with him to the cross. The disciples, listen, even though they dispersed themselves and they weren't found, the disciples are the ones that prayed in the upper chamber and waited for the enduing of power of the Holy Spirit. They went out into the world declaring the riches of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Ain't you glad for disciples and not converted? Listen, because I tell you what, as we study the book of Revelation, as we study the letters of Paul and of Peter and Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, have you ever stopped to consider these men were not converters, but they were disciples? Do you know how many billions of people have had the pleasure of reading the Word of God because they had a greater concern beyond converting but discipling? Amen. That's what the Word teaches us. Listen, He wants to make disciples of us. Amen. So go, bear with us now. Listen, and I want to say this in the outstart. So many people, they have preconceived notions of the book of Revelation. Now, I want to say this. The book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ written by John. Amen. This is not the revelation of John. Amen. Makes a difference. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ written by John. And he said, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. We want to stop right there for just a minute. And listen, now I want to iron this out before we go any further. Amen. Who is this angel? I want to bring to your mind and recollect, listen, Jacob wrestled with an angel. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar seen an angel in the midst of the fiery furnace. Amen. There was an angel that stayed the mouth of the lion when Daniel was in the lion's den. Amen. There's angels been all declared throughout history, but Nebuchadnezzar named this angel. Amen. He said, Lord, did we not throw three men, listen, bound into the midst of the fire? He said, Lo, I see four men loose. Hey, and the fourth hath the form of the Son of God. Amen. So listen to me, friends tonight, or this morning, ain't you glad that the Lord Jesus Christ, not only listen, he don't have to reveal himself to us like we think, he just is. Amen. So many people, they say, well, Jesus has got to do it this way, and the Lord has to do it. He don't have to do nothing you say he has to do. Amen. A lot of people say, well, the Bible says it, I believe it, therefore it's true. That's a lie. The Bible says it, it's true whether or not you believe it. Amen. Just because you believe it don't make it true. It's true whether you believe it or whether you don't. Amen. So listen, the Bible said, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and feet as pillars of fire. Now, travel with us and travel quickly. In Revelation chapter number 4, the Bible said, and after this I looked, behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard were the sound of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now listen, this is important. And he said he was to look upon like a jasper and sardine stone. There was a rainbow round about the throne and like unto an emerald. Amen. Now listen, the rainbow is significant, relevant in the book of Revelation and all throughout Scripture and history as one thing. It's a covenant. Amen. When the Bible says that he sent rain 40 days and 40 nights, and Noah and his children and their wives, they stayed on the ark a year, 3 months and 18 days. But there's one thing that God sent as a promise to them, and he sent a rainbow. He said, I'll never destroy man by water again. He said, the next time it'll be by fire. But this was a covenant of God's people. Amen. So listen, I want you to understand. Listen, and the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was it were the sun. Now listen, you flip back over to Revelation chapter 1 in verse number 12. And he said, and being turned, I seen seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of the candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, being clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like snow, as white as wool. His feet were as flaming fire. Amen. His countenance was as the sun shineth in its strength. Out of his mouth goeth the sharp two-edged sword, and he hath in his right hand seven stars. John said, I looked at him, and he said, when I seen him, I fell at his feet, he's dead. He laid his right hand upon me, said, fear not, John, for I am he that liveth and was dead. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Amen. I'm telling you something, friends, tonight or this morning. I'm glad that, listen, the Lord Jesus is showing himself to us. The king is coming. Amen. Now, I want to disrupt your train of thought. Listen, there's so many people, they read the book of Revelation and they say, well, it must flow in chronological order. Therefore, we take Revelation and we start in chapter 1 and we read it through chapter 22, and we think this is how the order and the time of events unfold. But what I want you to understand is we read down, and I'm jumping ahead, but I just want to make a point before we get through this. The Bible says in the last portion of verse 6, he says, which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Amen. So if we take this as chronologically written, as reading it 1 through chapter 22, time and ends, and we enter into eternity in Revelation 10. Amen. Is that possible? Yes, it is possible. But what I want to say is everything thereafter has no time nor presence of time, because there is time no more, and we enter into the presence of Christ. We are in the land of eternal. Amen. In the land of eternal, there is no measure of time. Amen. Now, listen. Clothed with a cloud, a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was it were the sun, his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. Amen. Now, who is this man? Amen. Now, you go back over to Revelation chapter 5. We've preached on this. What I want to get to is who has the book. Amen. This is not my opinions. This is the Word of God. Amen. That's why I want to give you the Scripture. If you don't believe me, you have to refute the Word of God, because this is what the Bible says. It said, I seen him that sat upon the throne. Revelation chapter 5. Go read it. And I seen him that sat upon the throne. He had in his hand a book sealed with seven seals within with on the backside. And the Bible says that I, John, looked, and it said that there was none found worthy to open the book, neither to take it and loose the seven seals thereof. The Bible said the heavens were searched, the earth was searched, beneath the earth was searched, and there was none found worthy to open the book, neither to loose the seven seals thereof. The Bible said, John said, and I began to weep much because there was none found worthy. And the Bible said, a great angel laid his right hand upon me and said, John, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And John said, I looked in the midst of the throne, the four beasts and 24 elders, and I seen a lamb that had been slain before the foundation of the world. So listen, who is the holder of the book? It is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he has manifested and showed himself right here. And he said he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you, he's coming one of these days. The king is coming. Amen. It's irrefutable. Scientists try to disprove it. Doctors try to discourage it. Listen, I'm telling you, friends, this morning, I'm glad that there is overwhelming scriptural evidence. And not only this, I'm glad that I listen. A lot of people say, well, listen, if you got saved by feelings, then you ain't got nothing. I'm going to tell you one thing, amen. I'm glad that what I've got has a feeling to it. Amen. So many people today, they walk about in the midst of all this, and they say, preacher, I'm saved. Why are you saved? Because I said a prayer that a preacher instructed me to, because I've been baptized, or because I've took communion, or because I've went to church. I don't care if you've been baptized. I don't care if you've took communion. I don't care if you're a member of Silver City or anywhere else for that matter. What matters to me is you had a personal conversion with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in the book of Romans, therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Getting saved, a relationship with the Lord Jesus, it's not turning over a new leaf of life. It is a new life. It's not a new page. It's not a next chapter. It's a new beginning. Friends, today, listen, I want to encourage you, if you're here today under the sound of my voice, you know there's so many people within the church house today, and you say, well, preacher, why do you say these things? I believe there's a lot of preachers need to get saved. I believe there's some deacons, some Sunday school teachers, and you say, preacher, are you talking about me? I don't know, am I? You know, when people ask me if I've been saved, I don't get mad about it. Most of the time, I have figured out when somebody asks somebody if they've been saved and they get mad about it, they're probably not saved. Amen? And he had in his hand a little book open. He set his right foot upon the sea, his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. I heard a voice from saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. So listen, I want to declare unto you, friends, this morning, a man that'll get behind God's holy desk and declare unto you that they know how every jot and every tittle will unfold in the end times. I'm going to tell you, the word of God says they are a liar. Period. Amen. Well, preacher, that's not what I've heard all my life. I don't care about what you've heard all your life. What does the word of God say? I've spent most of the entirety of my ministry challenging what people have always done. I'm not an always done preacher. Amen? That just ain't how I function. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Amen? Well, friends, listen, I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm an ordained Baptist preacher, but if there was something else out there that was closer to the word of God, that's what I'd be. Amen? I'm glad the Lord got me before the Baptist did. Hey. Ain't you? Boy, I am. You've heard that joke, ain't you? Baptists are going to be the first ones to heaven because the dead in Christ are going to rise first. I'm telling you, if we as Christians today, if we ever figured out who we were in the Lord Jesus Christ, If we ever figured out our freedom of expression and worship, and we could serve a true and a living God and not worry about who's to our left and who's to our right and worry about what they would think about us, but if we would just have the freedom and the liberty to praise and worship the Lord Jesus Christ for the coming King that He is, and dismiss all the things that we've been taught and all the things that we've been told, and open our minds and open our hearts to receive the Word of God and its power and its purity, and let it transform you. He said in Romans 12:1, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, and be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Amen. I'm telling you, friends, today, if we have a transformation of the mind, you know, the Bible said this in the book of Philippians. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you something, friends. Listen, getting the Lord Jesus Christ in your life is, listen, we often don't stress the effects of the relationship. It's not just a Sunday morning salvation, but it's a renewing of our minds. It's a renewing of our thoughts. It's a renewing of our intentions, of our actions, and of our speech. Amen. It's a life change. He had in his hand a little book open. He set his right foot upon the sea, his left foot upon the earth. He cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. When the seven thunders had uttered voices, I was about to write, heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up those things which the seven thunders had uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him. I'm telling you, can't you see? We go back over to Revelation chapter number 1. The Bible said that every eye shall behold him, even those which pierced his side. Every eye shall behold him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, but I not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, for if you saw or not, listen, even as others which have no hope. He said, I don't want you to be sorrowful as those who have no other hope. But he said, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Amen. Now I want to stop right here and tell you something. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When I close my eyes in death, because of the sealing grace and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not going to the graveyard. Amen. Listen, I'm going to be with Jesus. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You can go sleep in the ground if you want to. I'm scared of the dark. Amen. Jesus said in John 14, where I am, there ye may be also. He said, that we saw not even as others which have no hope. Said, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Amen. He said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which are asleep. He said, for the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Now, if we back up just a few verses, he said, the Lord himself shall descend with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. Amen. Now, I'm going to declare unto you, listen, so many people today, we hear about the secret catching away of the saints. The Bible declares that every eye shall behold him. The Lord shall declare out of heaven. There shall be a voice of the archangel. Friends, listen to me. His return will not be secret, but be visible. The Bible said we should be caught up. That word caught up in the Greek translation is the word parousia. The literal interpretation of the word parousia is a literal or visible return. Amen. I'm telling you something today, friends. Listen to me. So many people, listen, if the devil has ever tried to indoctrinate the church, it's through end time doctrine. You may say, preacher, there's no point in preaching this. I'm going to show you why it's so important. I've had people say to me, my brother's lost, but I've got hope for him in the tribulation. Let me tell you something. The Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, a tree falls, so shall it lie. Bible said in Hebrews 9:27, for it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this judgment unto them to look for him shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Amen. So whether or not the end of this world comes, whether we see the visible little return of the Lord Jesus Christ as he splits the eastern sky, when you die, it is the end of your world. The devil has never, ever, nor will he ever, tried to deceive anybody into believing that there is no salvation and that there is no Lord. You ever thought about this? Bible said that he believed and trembled. He's not in the business of talking you out of salvation. He's in the business of making you wait on salvation. Because listen, he can't talk you out of the fact that there is no existence of Christ, but he can talk you into the fact that you don't have to do it today, you can do it tomorrow. But Jesus never gives us any indication of tomorrow. He said, today is the day of salvation. Make your peace calling and election sure. Today. I don't preach doctrine of tomorrow because this might be the last message I preach today. I'm worried about right now. I'm not worried about tomorrow. If you're here under the sound of my voice this morning and you're lost, I'm not worried. Yes, I want you to be saved if God lets time stand tomorrow. But at this very moment in time, I'm not worried about tomorrow because we may never see tomorrow. I'm worried about this moment in time, and I want to see you saved today. That is the danger. You see, it don't take much, just as so long as we provide hope for tomorrow. Don't have to be true. We just want to provide a hope for tomorrow. Jesus preached today. I'm worried about you today. People need to get saved today. Amen. I'm going to try and finish this up. It says, he swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. He spoke it into existence. The Bible said, in the beginning, God. The scripture just said right here, in the end, God. He spoke it in, he shall speak it out. Amen. The king is coming. And to those that look for him, what a glorious appearing that is going to be. Amen. I'm telling you something. Listen, my heart is overjoyed and overwhelmed. I think about Mary Magdalene all the time. Listen, Mary Magdalene was the woman who was taken in the very act of adultery. She was the woman that was nearly stoned to death, cast at Jesus' feet. She was the woman that had been disrespected, disregarded, and dishonored her whole entire life. And Jesus was the only one that ever loved her in a spiritual manner. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm looking for the day. Well, listen, I know how Mary felt when she went to the tomb that morning. They had killed the only thing, the only hope she had been killed and crucified. That's when she seen him. She fell at his feet. Amen. One of these days, the king is coming. The Bible said, and every eye shall see him. The Bible said that he shall declare that he is King of kings, Lord of lords. Every knee shall bow before him, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. The king is coming. I can't preach this honestly this morning like I want to. Amen. But listen, we're gonna go together. Amen. What I want you to understand, friends, here this morning is I don't want you to be so concerned with tomorrow or the effects of tomorrow. You heard me say this the other day. So many times we try and treat the effects of sin instead of the cause of sin. Amen? I'm telling you, listen, we don't need to be a Band-Aid church, but we need to be a healing church. Amen? I'm telling you something. So many times we try and fix the cause, the effects of sin. Fix all these immoralities of people, but what we need to do is give them Jesus, because he can fix the cause of the sin. Stand to your feet this morning. Y'all come with a song. We swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created the heaven, the things that therein are, the earth, the things that therein are, the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Listen to verse number 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Who is the seventh angel? It's Jesus. Amen. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, so when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to the servants his prophets. The king is coming. Are you ready to meet him? Is my question this morning. You flip a page back, Bible speaks of it, says, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as a fig tree casteth forth her untimely figs when she's shaken of a mighty wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain island were moved from out of their places. The kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, every bond man, every free man, hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains, and said unto the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Amen. Let me tell you something. That's why I'm telling you, Revelation 6 coincides with chapter 10. They happen simultaneously, and we get to see the appearing of our great God and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said in Matthew 5 and John 5 and 28, he said, marvel not at this, for the hour and time is coming, which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Are you ready to meet the king?